Hello.
Can you hear me? Wait. Yes. No, wait. Oops. One sec. Can you hear me now? Can you? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know why the music isn't working. I feel like before it would just autoplay and the thingy is on, but I don't know why it's not playing.
We can hear you. I'm squeaking and creaking in the background.
Hello. Hi everyone. The chat is in my waiting room, which I think I put in the comments. In the comments. Hi. We can hear you. I can see you. Hi everyone. Music hates us. It's true. And it's just a tiny space because I don't know. I miss you guys. I just want to say hello. It's not, yeah, that it was a very, what's it called? Spontaneous, impulsive decision. Because obviously I'm still on break technically, but I mean, no one's gonna shoot me if I do a space. Hello, everyone. Man. Yeah, as you know, I'm on a break right now, and sadly, the normal break turned into a, oh my God, everything's burning, crashing, into like a more of a hiatus, I guess. I'm trying to come back very soon. I don't really want to s I have a date in my head, but I don't really want to say it in case it does take longer. Yeah, but I hope you've all been well.
I've been okay.
Things are looking up again. It was just, I don't really know if I want to talk about it right now. Just like some, I think I told you guys last stream that I was gonna go on break, and it wasn't like a vacation break. It was a, I'm gonna be traveling so much, and there's gonna be a lot of nice, positive things happening, but also like some not perfect things. And so I decided, okay, I'm not gonna be able to actually stream that much. But the original plan was to still, I was like, caught a cold. Okay, sorry. The original plan was to still stream here and there, but then some family stuff happened on top of everything else. And yeah, which resulted in some more traveling. And yeah, it's nothing. Well, it was direct family, but it wasn't my parents nor my brother. So, just in case you were worried about that, I don't know. I guess there were like so many things that happened all at once that I was like, okay, I can't do it. Pull the plug. Pull the plug. But yeah, I've been slowly, things are slowly looking up again. I think everything will be okay. Well, I don't, well, no, things won't be okay in that sense, but like I'll be okay. And right now, yeah, well, this week actually, I've been dead in bed because I caught a cold on top of everything else. I'm like, ooh, summer. It's cold time. Unlucky, but yeah, I guess that had to happen too. Yeah, but it's okay. One work trip I was actually gonna do, I wasn't able to take part in, so it got canceled. So I'm still doing that very soon. Like it was moved, I guess, rather than canceled. And yeah, I'm hanging in there. Some good news though. Some good news. Holodori came out. I haven't had time to play, sadly, but I played like three songs. I played a little bit. I haven't had any time, sadly, but I like it. It's very cute, and I tried beating. I'm really bad at it, actually. I'm decent at rhythm games, I would say. But I'm not that good at mobile rhythm games on a phone. I feel like on an iPad or something, it's fine, but on a phone, I'm really bad. I'm mostly the games that I was actually good at was OSU and Project Diva for the Vita. The Vita!
Vita.
I don't know, Vita is for me in my head, it's a meme. Because it's like... yeah. But hey, it gave us... What's it called? Masamune? Muramasa? Muramasa. And Code Vein. And Project Diva.
Yay! Vita! Yeah, I love Project Diva too. And then... So that came out. It's really cute. I got Ina immediately. I've been using Ina and I got her 5-star. Was it 4-star? 4-star. Who's 5-star did I get? I think I got Crony's 5-star. I don't remember. I definitely got Ina's 4-star, the one with the kimono, I think. Yeah. Viva la vida. Viva la vida. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll try playing it on an iPad at some point. But yeah, sadly I haven't really had time. Shit. And then today I ordered a boba. Not a boba, but like a jelly tea. That's my news. My news. I still have some. I don't know if you can hear it. Yeah, probably can't hear it. Kimono's 5-star. Oh my god, yeah, I have that one. I think it was my first 5-star. My main. But yeah, it's really cute. All the dialogue's really cute. And I've been trying to play. I can't even beat some of the songs. Okay, I think I've played more than 3 songs. I've definitely played like 10. But I can't beat this the Bibu's cover of Hoseki no Kuni's opening. I can't beat that on expert. Can't do it. I'll try again. But the couple times I tried, I couldn't do it. My rival and Senpai. Yeah. I was thinking they should put a fishing minigame into the game. You know, because there's like the little island that you're on, and then on the corner there's a little fishing pier. Hey, devs. Devs, hey, maybe I sent them a message. Hello, can you add this? They're like, no. You don't understand what this would, how much work this would take. Hey. The cold held me back. Yeah, it's true. Also, my phone's kind of small. Yeah, they should put in a mini fishing game.
They should just put in an Animal Crossing. The entirety of it. Would you? But yeah, what else positive?
Looking around my room. I bought a cute bracelet.
It's like silver and green.
Wow, Cecilia McGreen, that's crazy.
Tasty foods?
Yeah, my parents cooked food for me yesterday. It was yummy. It was like
Mediterranean rice with like ground beef and potato and beans.
Yeah, I hope you've been enjoying. Hello, do we? I've seen.
I haven't really been using Twitter that much, but
when I was on it, I saw a lot of people, talking about it, and beating the hard levels and stuff. It was really fun.
You know, it's cool to see, you know, all the other EN girls. Obviously, Justice. Hopefully, well, not hopefully. Justice will be added at some point, obviously, but. This was, all of this started before our perception.
But yeah, it's very cute. And I think it's nice that there's some original songs and some covers as well. And,
yeah, actually, I don't know what, sorry guys, I did warn you, I said, if nothing else, I don't have that much to tell, to be honest. nothing Nothing exciting. I didn't really think about this space. I wasn't like, ooh, this is content. I was more like, hi guys. Crawls through the wheel window. Hello. Let me. So I don't really have anything. I was also kind of nervous because I was like, I don't know, it's been so weird. It's been so weird not streaming and not even tweeting and stuff. But it's okay. Things will be okay. What else? I bought a tiny little what's it called? Like a pen organizer, and it's in the shape of a books. It's like fake books, like tiny and out of wood. It's like fake books, and then you put the pens in it. But from the front, it looks like books. But from the side, you can see that it's actually wood. And it's like, oh, and I bought a. No one else. I bought a Dyson Airwrap. My entire, well, not my entire life. For like 5 years, I've been wanting this Dyson Airwrap. It's like an extremely overpriced. Hey, Dyson, don't listen. It's an extremely overpriced hair dryer. Hair dryer. Hair dryer. Hair dryer. Yeah, it's like hair dryer, flattening iron, not flattening iron, curling iron, everything in one. I bought it online. Yeah. I've been wanting it for ages, and I think 1.5 years ago or something, I was at Bay's place, and she had one, and I tried it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I need this. And then I never got it because it's kind of expensive. But then I don't know. I was like, okay, I gotta treat myself. This is my treat. She got it for me. You actually got out a credit card and put the info in. I made an Amazon account, and it's so easy to order on Amazon. I mean, I had an Amazon account, I think, but I just hadn't used it in a really long time, so I made a new one. And yeah, you don't even have to put in. You have to put in your credit card information once, and then never again. It doesn't even put you through the test thingy, like where it's like, oh, you have to confirm on your phone or something. It's just instant. It's almost like they want you to buy things. It's dangerously easy. Yeah, I think if you want to sell things, if you are someone that owns an online shop, you have to make the checkout procedure as easy as possible, so that people get the consumerism end of what's it called? Dopamine. It's actually kind of funny or interesting, I think, when you go to stores in like in Immerheim compared, or even Frisia compared to like the Far East. Because in Japan, what they do is like when you buy something in the store, they usually take a long time to pack it. Like not as a present, but they'll wrap like clothes specifically. They'll wrap the clothes in like this thin sheet of paper. I think one time I bought something when it was raining, and then they put it in a carton bag, and then they glue the top together, and then they put the entire thing into like a plastic thing so it doesn't get wet. Like it's crazy, and it takes a long. It's nice, you know. I'm not complaining, but it takes a lot of time, and it's a very different experience, I would say, compared to like in Germany, where it's like, oh, you want this? Take it. You want a bag? You want a bag for 10 cents? Take it, take it. Take this bag. Get out of my store. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, it's very different. Not necessarily in a judgmental way, just different. Not like better or worse. But yeah, so I bought that and that was nice. Now I've been using that and it's very handy. Because one of the things that I hate is drying my hair. I don't like it. It takes too long. It's just annoying. You have to lift your arms the entire time. It's boring. It's so boring. So I never dry my hair. I dry my bangs always because I need them to have the perfect swoop. Otherwise, they go like all frizzy and go like. So I have to do. I dry my bangs, but that's the only part that I. And then the rest I let air dry. But now I have the best air hair dryer in the entire world. So maybe I'll do it more often. Yeah. I don't know. I've only used it a couple times. I don't know if I would vouch for it yet, but the curling function is definitely cool. So the it has like a curling iron, and then it has a system where it has an app. It really is 2026. Everything has an app. Oh, you want an app with that? Hey, what about this app that I made for you? It has an app, and then you can put in the length and the coarseness and the denseness, like the thickness of your hair. Obviously, like people that have like really thick hair, not as in a lot of hair, but like the actual singular strand is thick. Those need more heat than someone that has like really thin strand of hair, right? And then obviously length and stuff. So then you take this curling iron, and it has the Dyson patented air technique. So you put it on your hair, and then it like sucks in the hair. It goes like around the curling iron, and it twists it. And then you hold it in space, and then you can have a cold shock function so that the hair, the curl stays in place, right? But this new one with the app, you do that, and then it all does it all automatically. You just put it next to your hair strand, it wraps it up, it heats it up, it waits, and then it shocks it cold, and then it stops. You don't have to do anything. Wow. Convenience is one hell of a drug. It's actually kind of funny. It's actually kind of fun technology. I don't know how it works. It like sucks and blows at the same time. Don't like that phrasing. The app has a subscription? No, thank God not. But you have to. You should look it up. You should look up Dyson Airwrap on YouTube, and then you'll see what I mean. It's like, I haven't really used that yet, though. I mostly use the swooshy swooshy brush and the normal hair dryer. But it's just, it has, I think, like, 6 attachments, and they're like, just all, they're just in the way. I don't know what to do with them. Maybe I'll put them on a shelf or something. But yeah, did I buy anything else? No, I did not. I don't think so. Hacks the app and burns your hair. It's okay. I get new hair. Cece, will we have hair one day?
No.
Well, you could always have hair. Just buy a wig, put it on your head. Watching anything fun? No. Haven't really watched anything. I was reading. I've been trying to brute. So I've talked about this before. I've never really gotten into fanfic, right? I don't know why. I don't know why. I have no excuse. It's just like I like books, but I've never given fanfic a shot, I guess because I was kind of judgmental. And then a couple years ago, I think actually 2 years ago maybe, I read one fanfic and then I really, really liked it. And then I tried reading more fanfics, but that first one was so good I couldn't find anything that was good again. So then I dropped it again and never read fanfics again. And then recently, I was like, okay, I've been not really finding anything fun to read books-wise, which is my own fault because I have very, very specific tastes. When someone's like, oh, what about this one? I'm like, is that romance? No, okay, no, thank you. And then, so I've been trying to force myself to read fanfic. And then now, sometimes, you know, friends send me fanfic of things, but if it's a universe that I'm not interested in, then I don't care. Don't tell Jesus. Actually, you can tell her this. I've told her before. Like, she sends me Teemo fanfic, and I'm like, I don't fucking, I don't care about them. But I will read them. I will read them. They're on my to-read list. But it's not like this, oh, I really want to read about this. So I was thinking, okay, I looked at the top 100 most popular ships thingy on AO3. Which is like one of the most, maybe the most popular fanfic website. And a lot of ships that I have, crazy. There was one, it's like 911,
the TV show. I've never even heard about it. I think that was like number one or something. It's insane. Apparently there's a couple in this random American TV show and it's really popular and I've never even heard of the show. Never heard of that show. It's insane. Like I was looking at it and the names, I don't remember the names, but I'm reading it. I'm like, how come this most popular thing of the entire world and I don't know it? It's crazy. Yeah, the paramedic TV show. I've never heard about that. But yeah, and then the others are like a lot of Harry Potter stuff, Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, you know, like the usual stuff. And then there was Naruto, and I was like, Naruto. I like Naruto. So I looked into Naruto, and then I found a Naruto x Shikamaru fanfic. And I was like, hey, I like Shikamaru. Sure, give me this. And it was very short. It was like 6 chapters or something. And I was reading it, and I was like, okay. Awesome. But then... Now I finally know what it means to have a crack ship. Crack ship is when it's a ship that is like not like other ships. It's a pygmy ship. I read one. It was kind of cute. Then I read another one, which was really bad. And then I was like, oh, maybe. I don't know, man. I want to like it, but it's hard to get into. I guess I should read those, the ones that I've gotten recommended so far. But it's mostly like while I'm traveling or if I'm in the bus train or something, or even in the car, that I'll try reading these. And hey, I'm not saying all are bad. I'm just saying the ones that I found so far were dog shit. But I'm not saying all are bad. What ships do you like? I don't like any. I don't know. I'm not a shipper. I know it's crazy because I'm such a romance nerd, I guess, but I don't know, when I watch a TV show, when I watch something and there's like a canon couple, let's say I'm watching Hinata and Naruto, I'll be like, oh yay, I'm happy for them, you know. Yeah, sure, but it's not like I'm salivating at the mouth frothing like, oh, I hope they interact, you know. It's just like, okay. Hinata's cute, I guess. Naruto's cute, I guess. I'm happy for them. Happy for you. Shakes your hand. But I don't really... I don't know. I mean, I ship... Like, when I read Gaku and Ellis, obviously, I really, really, really shipped the main couple. And Inuyasha as well. Those are, like, the ones where I can remember being like, oh, I hope they get together. But they do get together because obviously they're going to get together because it's a romance, you know? But I've never watched something where two characters don't interact that much. And I'm like, oh, I wish these two were a couple. I don't know. I'm not saying, by the way, there's anything wrong with shipping. I think shipping's awesome. I just personally don't feel that way. I guess it's because I don't like... Yeah, it's probably like a... gratification thing that I don't want to ship two characters if they don't add up together, because then I'm never actually going to get the payoff, you know. Maybe that's what it is, that I don't want to be sad. Hey, I think that makes sense. Yeah, so it's my own weakness. Ah, it's my weakness. I do get second lead syndrome, though. It's like when you... This is also one of the reasons I don't like love triangles. It's like when you have a love triangle, and then there's two characters that are pining for the main character's affections, and one was introduced first, obviously, like especially in manga. Gets introduced first, you know, has the most screen time, you know, it's the main. And then the second one comes along and it's nicer, better for the MC and everything, and you're like, no. And then you get second lead syndrome. Ah. It's very common. It's a very common thing. I remember having that a lot. So maybe that's shipping. I guess I ship the MC with a second lead.
Actually, there's a couple shoujo, which I mean, it's kind of spoilers, but I won't say the name. There's one really, really popular shoujo where the main girl, she is in love with the male lead. And they kind of get together even. Not really, but like kind of. And then there's a second male lead who's like pining after the main girl. And the first male lead got introduced first. They knew each other for a long time. He was like there for her during her times of need, blah, blah, blah. Like it seems so clear that that's going to be the one that she ends up with. But he fucks it up and she's like, fuck you. And paraphrased. You know what? No, verbatim. In this teenage shoujo manga, the main girl says, fuck you. And then she ends up with a second, which is crazy. Barely ever happens. I think it's awesome. Should happen more often. There's one really big shoujo as well where that happens. But you could argue that... I'm not going to say which manga... Well, it's like 30 years old. Not the first one I was mentioning, but the second one I'm mentioning right now. It's 30 years old. She said those exact words. Yeah, he's a rebound. No, he's not a rebound. They are forever happy. I don't remember. It's been a really long time since I read it, but I think it was... I don't think they get together, but it's like mutual affections, and they're just... it doesn't work, and then the other one just shows up for her. This straw is falling apart. What does it mean when an anime shoujo? Shoujo generally means it's for girls. Shoujo means girl. It's not a rebound if you move on. Exactly! Because then it's just a... Because rebound is like a boomerang that rebounds, right? Or like an elastic. But if you just keep going... That's just like a rock, throwing a rock. That's a slingshot. It's not a rebound if it's a slingshot. Chewing on the straw? No. But it's like paper straw, so... My jelly to liquid ratio is off. I have a lot of jelly left. But I like the jelly. I had coconut and lychee jelly. Lychee? It's just a bound. Paper. Terrible slurping sounds, I'm sorry. Rebound is someone who catches you when you bounce backwards from a bad situation. It's like you're the ball in a baseball game. Says the person who's never seen a baseball game. Actually, that's true. I saw High School Musical 2. They played baseball. Hey, better swing. I've got to just do my thing. Hey, better swing. Baseball, dancing, same game. It's easy. Just swing it. I want to play ball, not dance hall. That's what I do. Don't remember. Yes, I do. I don't dance. Come on. I don't dance. I know you can. Not a chance. If I can do this, then you can do that. But I don't dance. Hit it out of the park. I don't dance. I know you can. Not a chance. No, no. If I could do this, then you can do that. But I don't dance. No. Disney's gonna kill me. Shoot me in the head. Didn't they play baseball in Twilight? Oh, that was baseball. Yeah. Actually, that means I'm a Noah when it comes to baseball. Because in Twilight, they play baseball too. But they kind of suck at it. Because they like jump into each other. For those who haven't watched Twilight, there's a scene where Muse's supermassive black hole plays. And they play baseball while it's thundering outside. Because when they play baseball, because they're so strong, they make so much noise, the only way they can play is if it's thundering. Imagine playing baseball and you're so loud. That's a noise complaint waiting to happen. You're so loud. It sounds like a thunderstorm. Do you have a favorite baseball team then? Yeah, the one from High School Musical 2 that the guy that wants to dance is in. Ryan? I think that's his name. Ryan or Brian? Could be anything. You brought a snack. It's awesome. It's awesome. We should watch Twilight again. Yeah. Is this a sign? It's a sign. Thinking we should watch Twilight again. We also should finish watching Witch Head Atelier soon. I'm sorry that I disappeared. Maybe I can try doing a member stream next week. We'll see. Oh, I know. You never try. Gets me every time. Come on. I don't dance. I know you can. Not a chance. If you can do this, then I can do this. When you hit it out of the ball. No idea what he says there. Hit it out of the ball? What do you mean? Hit it out of the park? I don't know. One of them. Okay. I think that's going to be it for me for now. I'm really sorry again. I feel really bad about how things have been going, but it is what it is. I'm very grateful that you guys are waiting for me, and I can't wait to be back. I miss you all, and I'm hugging you in my thoughts. And like I said, I haven't really been active on Twitter, but I've been scrolling sometimes, and then I see like really sweet messages and nice art, and even on the tweet that Manachan did and the YouTube post as well. There's been a lot of really kind messages and he means a lot to me. I'm really sorry. I'll try my best and yeah. Take care, everyone. I'm waving. Thank you very much for your patience and I'll be back as soon as I can. Bye-bye. I'm waving. Are you waving? Can't see you wave. Just kidding. Okay, bye. I always forget how to end space. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, okay, now I see the waves. There is like 10 seconds delay. It's fair. It's true. Okay, bye.